Welcome back to another episode of the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law's Landmark Cases in Forensic Psychiatry podcast, also known as the Apple podcast, where we explore key legal decisions that have shaped the field of forensic psychiatry. In today's episode, we will examine the 1976 California Supreme Court case, Landeros v. Flood. This case has become a cornerstone in understanding the intersection of medical malpractice and mandatory reporting obligations, particularly in the cases of child abuse. The case centers on Gita Landeros, an 11-month-old infant brought to San Jose Hospital in 1971 with multiple suspicious injuries. Dr. A.J. Flood, the attending physician, examined her and noted a comminuted spiral fracture of her leg, extensive bruising, abrasions, and a partially healed skull fracture. Despite these clear signs of non-accidental trauma, Dr. Flood failed to diagnose what was medically recognized as battered child syndrome and released Gita back into her mother's care without notifying law enforcement or child protective services as mandated by California law. After being released into her mother's custody, Gita suffered further abuse, resulting in permanent physical and emotional injuries, including severe burns and probable loss of function in one hand. Her legal guardians then sued Dr. Flood and the hospital, claiming negligence for failing to recognize and act upon clear signs of abuse, which could have prevented further harm. The trial court dismissed the case, ruling that the doctor's actions were not legally negligent. Gita's legal team appealed, arguing that the medical professionals had a duty to recognize and report child abuse, and that their failure to do so was a proximate cause of her subsequent injuries. This raised the question: does a physician's failure to diagnose and report clear signs of child abuse, such as battered child syndrome, constitute negligence if the physician's actions foreseeably result in further harm to the child? In a landmark decision, the California Supreme Court reversed the lower court's ruling, holding that Gita's complaint presented valid claims for medical malpractice. Justice Musk, writing for the unanimous court, emphasized that physicians are required to possess the knowledge and skills expected of their profession. This includes recognizing battered child syndrome, a well-documented medical condition with a clear diagnostic criteria, by 1971. The court concluded that a prudent physician should have been able to identify the issue based on Gita's injuries. Furthermore, California law, under Penal Code Section 11,160 to 11,161.5, mandated physicians to report any injuries they suspect were caused by abuse, and the court held that failing to report such injuries could be considered a violation of the standard of care. The court also rejected the argument that the subsequent abuse Gita suffered was an unforeseeable intervening act, referencing medical literature that showed children identified as abuse victims face a high risk of further harm unless removed from their environment. Therefore, Dr. Flood's failure to report Gita's injuries was found to have directly contributed to her additional suffering. Additionally, the court allowed Gita's legal team to use expert testimony to establish the standard of care and argue that a reasonable physician in Dr. Flood's position would have acted differently. This case expanded the legal definition of medical malpractice to include the failure to diagnose and report child abuse, reinforcing the importance of mandatory reporting laws and ensuring healthcare professionals play an active role in protecting vulnerable children. While critics of the decision argue that it imposes an excessive burden on medical professions by requiring them to act as law enforcement agents, supporters highlight its life-saving implications for child welfare and its role in holding negligent practitioners accountable. This concludes today's episode on Landeros v. Flood, a cornerstone case in medical ethics, legal accountability, and child protection. Thank you for listening to the Apple Podcast. Be sure to join us next time as we explore another landmark case. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.